This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's a great day when people are still trying to figure out what the heck happened in Russia over the last 5 days. Was it all staged, perhaps? There are some serious scholars who are actually looking at this thing and saying that, well, it may be that this was all a setup between Prigozhin and Putin. That it was a way that Putin could solidify his power and solidify some of the public sentiment behind the failing war in Ukraine, failing for the Russian Federation. Is that what was going on here? There's actually a column that appeared today that actually made a point that I had been thinking of fairly intensively the last couple of days, which has to do with the nature of Russia and its history. And, of course, there are very, very few Americans who know anything about Russian history, but Russian history is one misery after another. There are very few people in the world who have had a less gloomy, a less horrifying history than the people of Russia. A great culture, great artists, great literary artists, musicians, philosophers, you name it. But a group of people who have never been able to get it together with any kind of admirable or even vaguely admirable government. And there's a piece in the New York Times by Sergei Shmeman, who is a member of the editorial board of the Times and who was a Moscow bureau chief for the Times in the 1980s and 90s. And he writes, "Mr. Putin initially went on television and vowed to crush the rebellion, which he branded as treason, betrayal, and mutiny. Witnesses filmed Russian attack helicopters blasting the rebel convoy and ditches being dug on the road ahead to prevent their advance. Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner group, said that at least 30 of his troops were killed by their own countrymen, by the members of the Russian army. But in his brief address to the nation on Saturday, and in another address on Monday, even briefer, 5 minutes, Mr. Putin never named Mr. Prigozhin, who leads the infamous mercenary army known as the Wagner Group. Instead of immediately trying to crush the Wagner rebels, and thus setting off a nasty internecine clash, Mr. Putin held back. He used Alexander Lukashenko, the Belarusian dictator he effectively controls, to entice Mr. Prigozhin into abandoning his rash uprising with promises of amnesty. Theories are circulating on social media that the entire rebellion was a charade from the start, maybe even staged by Mr. Putin for some convoluted reason. It is impossible to know, and it may remain so for a long time, given the madness of invading Ukraine to begin with, and the incompetence of the Russian military, anything is possible. Among many other evil deeds, Shaman points out, Mr. Prigozhin built the Wagner Group, which emerged in 2014 during Russia's invasion of Crimea, and has always been closely aligned with Mr. Putin. Since then, the mercenaries have fought missions in Libya, Syria, and the Central African Republic. What are they doing there? Which the Kremlin encouraged but did not want to own. In the hours after the attempted mutiny, Russia sent a swarm of missiles and drones against Ukraine with a potent Ukrainian counteroffensive underway. Mr. Putin may also start issuing dark new threats. the week before Mr. Prigozhin's move, a well-known expert on foreign and defense policy, Sergei Karaganov, published an article arguing that Russia needs to make nuclear deterrence a convincing argument again by lowering the threshold for the use of nuclear weapons. Now, isn't it amazing? Not even North Korea, certainly not China, talks as openly as about using nuclear weapons as the Russians do right now. Failed coups are well-known tools by which dictators and strongmen go after real or imagined foes. After the so-called doctor's plot in the 1950s, Stalin began a purge of Communist Party leadership and then promptly died in 1953. In much more recent history, Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan moved quickly to round up and arrest thousands of perceived enemies after an aborted coup attempt in 2016. Mr. Putin has left the field for new repression in Russia wide open, and he could similarly begin an even more vicious crackdown on anyone in the Russian elite or leadership who questions him. He did not name Mr. Prigozhin. They go on to make a point that this is part of Russian history, and it's one of those things that actually changed my life, and I wanted to share with you, which is that when I began college, and I was young and stupid, I was 16 when I started college, and originally I had thought I would major in Russian history because I loved Russian literature. Yes, I was very big on Tolstoy, on Dostoevsky, and Chekhov, and I loved Russian music. I actually for a while had a picture in my wallet of Sergei Prokofiev and Leo Tolstoy, Prokofiev, a Russian composer. And then again, my family had come from Russia. Now, whenever I expressed an interest in Russian history, my uncle, who actually grew up in Russia, he came over to the United States when he was 19. He hated it. He said, no, you should be very grateful that our family came here. You don't want to read about Russia. It's just depressing. And the fact is, I did, during my first 2 years in college, I was focused on Russia. I took a course on medieval Kievan cultural institutions, which was pretty specialized. But the truth of the matter is, the more you dig into Russian history, you can comb the entire history of Russia. Who's their Abraham Lincoln? Who's their George Washington? Who's even their Franklin Roosevelt or Theodore Roosevelt? Who's an admirable leader? I mean, you could say the most successful leader was Peter the Great, but he had his monstrous and cruel elements and brutality. Catherine the Great was an interesting piece of work. And by the way, she wasn't even Russian. She was a German princess. And if you look at the periods in Russian history where they've had just mass murder over politics, Ivan the Terrible, Ivan Grozny, had a group called the Oprichnina, which was worse than the KGB. And they murdered people by the thousands. And this has been part of the Russian world. It wasn't only the revolution and the civil war between the Reds and the Whites. It was all of Stalin's purges that long before communism, there were episodes like that in what was called the Time of Troubles at the time of Boris Godunov, and they had a false czar named the false Dmitry. It's chaos and it's misery. And the fact that Americans don't know that, and they look at this mutiny in Russia and they say, wow, how could this happen? How could it not happen? This is Russia we're talking about. It's always been governmentally a mess. One of the reasons for that is because it's always been a vast, broad empire surrounded by Mongols and Tatars on one side and by Germans on the other side, and that's not a comfortable place to be. So what happens next in Russia? And what about the charge against Joe Biden that he let on state secrets to the Prime Minister of India? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
You will give the people of Earth an ideal to strive towards.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
And on the Michael Medved show, the column by Sergei Shmeman, who is a former Times bureau chief in Moscow, talks about what is going on in Russia as part of their chaotic history, where basically authority of every kind breaks down. People get very busy killing and torturing and maiming and amputating limbs off, chopping off limbs of each other and heads on pikes. And he writes, the most germane story for Mr. Prigozhin may be that of Emelyan Pugachev. And again, that's a name I don't think I've heard since sophomore year of college, but okay. Emelyan Pugachev was a Cossack who led a huge rebellion against Catherine the Great in the 1770s by claiming to be her murdered husband, Peter III, who, by the way, may have been murdered with Catherine's cooperation. The rebellion, prompted by not least peasant fury at corrupt Russian military leadership, sound familiar, is universally known to Russians through Alexander Pushkin's novel, The Captain's Daughter. At one point in the story, the Russian bard issues a celebrated warning. God forbid that we should see a Russian rebellion, senseless and merciless. Those who plot impossible coups in our country are either young and do not know our people, or hard-hearted people for whom someone else's head is worth a half penny, and their own, for that matter, but a kopeck. Pugachev was captured and publicly quartered, that means they chop his body into four different pieces, and beheaded. His legend gave rise to the noun Pugachevchina, which is to denote the Russian proclivity for senseless, doomed rebellion. This is the context in which Vladimir Putin spoke yesterday. And what Putin had to say was that they had somehow managed to escape a colossal threat. This is clip 12.
The organizers of this rebellion, this cannot but understand that they will be brought to justice. Everybody understands that. This is criminal activity which is aimed at weakening the country, which, and this was a colossal threat. From outside we are threatened. However, the organizers of this rebellion have betrayed those people who were dragged into this organization. And this kind of suicide is precisely what the neo-Nazis in Kiev and the West wanted. They wanted Russian soldiers should kill each other, that servicemen and civilians be killed, and in the final analysis that Russia should fail. But and they wanted our society to be fragmented, to be splintered.
Oh no, and their society isn't splintered or fragmented at all, given the very widespread contempt for the war that Putin has carried out. President Biden has already spoken and made it very, very clear there was no U.S. role whatsoever in any of what happened in Russia. But not according to Vladimir Putin. He blames the neo-Nazis in Ukraine and their, quote, Western masters. Listen, 12.5.
The organizers of this mutiny, having betrayed their country, their people, they've betrayed those who they've involved in their crime. They lied to them. They pushed them towards death, towards fire. They tried to make them shoot at their own people. And this is what the enemies of Russia wanted to achieve. Brother killing brother. Both neo-Nazis in Kiev, their Western masters and various national traitors, they wanted Russia soldiers to kill each other. They wanted servicemen to die. They wanted peaceful residents to die. They wanted Russia to lose. They wanted our society to split and drown in a bloody internal strife. They rubbed their hands. they dreamed of exacting revenge for their own failures on the front line during the so-called counteroffensive, but they were wrong.
Okay, and who is right about this? Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who studied Russia. Her PhD is in Russian and Russian history, and basically she is an expert on the whole melancholy, miserable history of that beleaguered country. She spoke about what is going on right now in Russia. This is a clip 11. She was on Fox News.
I've seen a lot of strange things in studying Russia and working with this. This is one of the strangest. Indeed, we now think perhaps the U.S. intelligence knew that something was brewing inside the Wagner Group. Russian intelligence must have known that something was brewing. They keep people inside of all of these units who are loyal to the Kremlin. That they didn't do anything about it before it reached this fever pitch is really quite strange to me. It's also this deal. I was listening. Americans were surprised by this deal. Everybody was surprised by this deal, including, I think, Russians. And now the problem for Putin is he has to explain why, after going on television in that five-minute address, rather alarmist address about how it might be 1917 all over again and we were going to crush them and they were treasonous, and then you make a deal. And so I think one reason you haven't heard Putin speak to this is they're probably trying to get their story together as to how they're going to justify what has happened here.
As I recall, Putin's always been worried about this.
Yes.
Is that right?
This is a kind of Russian DNA to worry about the revolt. They've had multiple revolts against the Kremlin throughout their history. The most famous, of course, the one that Putin referenced in 1917 that brought down first the Russian Empire and then the Soviet Union. And so there's always this concern that there will be a mutiny. And of course, they had the mutiny against Gorbachev in August of 1991. So this is not unusual. He's been worried about it. He keeps a Praetorian guard to protect himself. But again, he really set this in motion by allowing this back and forth between Prigozhin and the defense minister and the chief of the general staff by allowing an armed militia within the state that was not controlled by the state.
Okay, that's Condoleezza Rice. We're going to be speaking to somebody else who knows a great deal about Russia and particularly about Ukraine, the former U.S. ambassador to the European Union. His name is Gordon Sondland. You may remember him from Trump's first impeachment hearings. He's an early proponent and friend of President Zelensky in Ukraine. We'll be right back with Gordon Sondland.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Severe weather is causing airport problems for Americans again today. FlightAware is reporting over 2,900 flight delays and 1,100 cancellations across the U.S. The White House is trying to get its message across to voters that President Biden's economic policies are working. Principal Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton.
Our economy has recovered faster than any major economy in the entire world, and that's happening because of President Biden's leadership.
Dalton pointed out the declining inflation and the unemployment rate below 4%. Donald Trump is widening his lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in New Hampshire. A new St. Anselm College Survey Center poll shows 47% of voters in the state said they'll support Trump in the 2024 presidential election. It's a 5-point increase since the last survey in March. DeSantis, meanwhile, received just 19% of support among voters, a 10% drop from the last survey. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show, I believe just for the second time, Gordon Sondland, who served 20th United States Ambassador to the European Union, appointed by President Donald J. Trump back in 2018. As one of the highest-ranking U.S. officials in Europe, his portfolio included trade, energy, national security, defense, agriculture, and many other files. He was previously appointed by President George W. Bush to the Commission for White House Fellowships, and by the Governor of Oregon, he's a Portlander, is Gordon Sondland, Governor Kulongowski to serve as a principal Republican liaison between Oregon and the White House. He is the author of the memoir, The Envoy, Mastering the Art of Diplomacy with Trump and the World. Ambassador Sondland, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, in terms of the events that we've just been talking about on the show, the events over the weekend with the Wagner Group and the mutiny or rebellion or, well, there was actually some bloody encounters as they were on the way marching to Moscow. Does this end up weakening or strengthening the Putin regime?
Well, Michael, first of all, thanks for having me on. And just a small correction, I'm actually a Seattleite, born and raised, but moved to Portland during part of my life. So I'm a proud Seattleite. To answer your question about the situation in Russia, you said there were some bloody knuckles. What really should have happened had Putin been in complete control of the military and of the country and of the intelligence services Basically, the Wagner columns that were advancing on Moscow should have been wiped out long before they got as close as they got. And the reason they weren't wiped out is there are a lot of people within the Russian military that have had it up to here with Putin, with this war. They've seen their brothers, cousins, you know, nephews get decimated as Putin continues to feed more Russian citizens into the meat grinder. And I think the reason that Putin made the deal with Belarus was he was afraid that had Wagner made it into Moscow, it's very possible that his military, that Putin's military, might not have put that down. They might have simply turned a blind eye and let Prigozhin create a lot of chaos in Moscow, and he couldn't risk that. So I think that's where we are.
In terms of weakening or strengthening the cause of Ukraine and Ukrainian independence, where do we stand now? The Americans seem to have increasing doubts about the money and the support that we're pouring into Ukraine. You are more convinced and committed that that is necessary.
Well, where we are is we can end this far more quickly than we are ending it. We are doing what I call eyedropper diplomacy here and eyedropper defense. We're sort of dripping weapons, training, and other aid in, and the Biden administration has been quoted numerous times as saying they'll get what they need when they need it. And that's not how it works. This isn't like, you know, a factory where you get just-in-time inventory or just-in-time supplies. When you're fighting a war, you need all of the assets at your disposal from the get-go so that you can make decisions as to which, you know, actions to prosecute based on the assets that you have, whether it's drones, missiles, Patriot batteries, whatever it is. And the Biden administration continues to dither about whether, you know, this is their war, it's our war, it's NATO's war, it's everybody's war. And we should just put all the chips on the table and get this over with, because the rebuilding, which we're going to be part of without question, is going to be so much more expensive. And, you know, I'm almost ashamed to say it in that order, but the lives that are lost as we dither are just unspeakable.
Meanwhile, in terms of ending the war, in terms of guiding our country through a dangerous period with China and North Korea and Iran and Russia, you know President Trump, I believe you know Governor DeSantis, I know that you know Ambassador Nikki Haley. Anyone who has announced a candidacy for president who impresses you as someone who could help guide foreign policy in particular effectively?
Well, I've been very, very vocal publicly. While I have no personal animus toward President Trump, I'm not supporting him for re-election or election, which we can get into if you'd like. But when I look at the remainder of the Republican field, from Ambassador Haley to Vice President Pence, Governor DeSantis, and many others, we have one of the best fields out there that I've seen in my recent memory, going back multiple elections. There were always one or two that were standouts in previous elections, and then it fell off the cliff pretty quickly. In this case, there are many, many contenders that literally could hit the ground running and do a very credible job, certainly a much better job than the Biden-Harris team has done in all aspects of foreign policy. So I'm getting to know all of the candidates better as, you know, as prospective presidents. I haven't made my decision yet in terms of which candidate I'm going to support, leaving Trump out of the, out of the equation, and we'll see. But we have an incredible field.
Yes, we do. By the way, one of the things that I just read today, they calculated in the Wall Street Journal how much money has been spent on advertising so far by the various candidates, and Trump has spent the most. Of course, Governor DeSantis is second. Do you want to care to guess who's third?
Wouldn't have a clue.
It's Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, who is an outstanding guy, too.
Surprise me, because Doug Burgum has an incredible CV. I spent a couple of days with him in Fargo. He showed us around what he's done in not only in that town but in that state. And he's a really, really compelling candidate. I plan to spend more time with him to get to know him better. But when you really look at his CV, both from a private sector and a public sector experience background, it's sort of the quintessential CV you want for the President of the United States. He understands how to sign the front of a check. He understands how to sign the back of the check. He understands every conceivable part of governing a state, having served now in his second term. So he's pretty compelling, and the reason he's raised so much money is he's got a really strong fan base of well-heeled donors who are tired of what they're seeing, you know, from the other side, and they want someone with his experience, and there are others on the field, but with his experience to hit the ground running, you know, in 24.
You bet. And he also running for re-election in North Dakota, which, by the way, has had all kinds of Democratic senators and Democratic representatives. He got the most votes ever for a gubernatorial candidate in the history of North Dakota. Gordon Sondland's book is called The Envoy, Mastering the Art of Diplomacy with Trump and the World. Congratulations on it and for all your good work for our country. We will be right back on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are a couple of stories today that have to do with the nature of humor. Is it possible for a public figure to make a joke, particularly if that joke has to do with mass murder and some of the bloodiest, most evil crimes in all of human history? Well, that's come up regarding Roseanne Barr and another joke made by President Joseph Biden. First, the Roseanne Barr piece, and again, immediately when I read the bulletin, I mean, Roseanne Barr is a very, very troubled individual. You may remember she ran for president recently. And she is not funny. She is not all there. She, I think, suffers from serious mental illness. But she was interviewed by a podcaster named Theo Von. And she made some comments about how the Holocaust never happened. And about she thinks it should happen now, and that 6 million Jews should be killed now. Now, this is not made more funny because she happens to be Jewish, of Jewish ancestry. I don't think she practices anything vaguely connected with Judaism. But in any event, this once very popular comedian, do you remember when she made a mockery of the national anthem? She was singing the national anthem for a Padres game. That also wasn't particularly funny. But here she is with Theo Von making her now utterly notorious comments about the Holocaust. This is clip 22.
A ceiling on speech, hasn't there, in a way?
Of course. Nobody wants to hear the real truth. They're horrified. I'd rather go with bullshit. It's easier.
And
like, for the real truth that, you know, and I'm glad that they did set up all these guidelines so that we only are allowed to speak the truth. And the truth is that Biden got 81 million votes by winning 36 counties. They mandated that that was the truth and that nobody could say, well, what about no?
So the government made it a mandate?
Yeah. Because, you know, YouTube did, and so did all the social...
Oh, so you can't speak, you can't even speak on that in those platforms.
No, you can't say, you know...
That it wasn't.
You can't say that, like, you know,
the
there
election
was election...
Was rigged or,
yeah,
right.
That's all a lie. The election was not rigged. 36 counties can give you 81 million votes.
Right.
That's a fact. You know, there's such a thing as the truth and facts, and we have to stick to it. And, you know...
It's scary.
And that is the truth. And nobody died in the Holocaust either.
No.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
It should happen. 6 million Jews should die right now because they cause all the problems in the world, but it never happened. But it never happened.
Yeah.
Mandated.
Okay. She goes on with that and saying that it should happen, and then there's more about the Jews controlling Hollywood. What she was doing, apparently, was a joke. She obviously is an election denier, and that entire thing about 81 million votes for Biden coming... For him only carrying 30 counties, she said at one point, or 36 counties. The idea of even associating disputes about the U.S. election with a claim that the Holocaust never happened and it should happen, there's no humor to this. There's no wit. She was, by the way, standing there with her cigarette, and you make that a joke too, that cigarettes are good for you, we're going to mandate that you have to say that. It's beyond pathetic. And again, Gordon Sondland, who we're just speaking to, had numerous relatives, close relatives, who were killed in the Holocaust, in the Shoah. And for those of us who know people, certainly who know of people who died in that mass slaughter, this is not funny. And I mean, this may be, I hope it'll be the last time there is a reason to mention Roseanne Barr, who is pathetic beyond belief. Also involved with what may be a joke, President Biden. He is being ripped for a quote he made while appearing together with India's prime minister. The clip is being selectively edited online to make it look like he admitted to giving away state secrets. But this is the full audio of the clip. And it's obviously, it's a pathetic attempt at humor, which public people should avoid. Here's President Biden with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Listen.
I was just thanking, anyway, I started off without you, and I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared. Now, all kidding aside, look, we're teaming up.
Okay, he was not actually acknowledging that he gave away state secrets. And this apparently was also not a joke, is President Biden also had all kinds of things to say about Kamala Harris. And he talked about her being there for every single important thing we do. This is a president stumbling over his words while trying to praise the vice president of the United States, who had some exceptionally upsetting poll results today. This is President Biden, clip 21.
And I want to thank Kamala, who's there for every single important thing we do, and I'm not sure how we do it without her.
Okay, how we do it without her? There is this... While voters continue to have serious concerns about Joe Biden's mental health, they are even less impressed with his vice president. According to the latest national NBC News poll, Kamala Harris has a historically low approval rating of 32% in the survey, compared with 49% who have a negative view of her. 39% of respondents say they had a very negative view of Harris. Her net negative rating of minus 17 is the worst for any vice president in the NBC poll's history. Vice President Mike Pence had a 34% positive compared to her 32% positive. Joe Biden's rating was 34% with only 33% negative, plus one, in other words. Dick Cheney was 47 positive, 24 negative. He was plus 23. That was in May of 2003. And in March of 1995, Al Gore's rating was 42% positive, 27% negative. Kamala Harris's terrible poll numbers come amid a concerted White House effort to broaden her appeal. Yeah, how are they going to do that? So she isn't a liability on the campaign trail. Biden and Harris have seen historically low approval ratings, both of them, through their time out office, and Harris has consistently been the more unpopular of the duo.
We're not having that!
In the NBC poll also found that Joe Biden had a 43% job approval rating among all registered voters, 53% disapprove. A combined 44% of registered voters say they'd definitely or probably vote for a third party or independent candidate for president if the other candidates were Biden and Trump. That's a greater share than the poll found, saying that in the 2008 and 2012 cycles. But it's down slightly from the 46% who said that they'd consider a third party candidate in 2016. In 2016, there were historic levels of votes for the Libertarian and the Green candidates. They came together for almost 6% of the vote and were crucial to Trump's victory. We'll talk about what that means for the election coming up. In fact, we're going to be talking about the direction of the election. DeSantis attacking President Trump on the border security issue down at the Mexican border. We'll deal with that with Jonathan Allen of NBC News. And more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
We're not playing that!
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.